Oh, welcome to the Comedy at the Carlson cast with your host, Vinnie Paulino. Our guest today is the one and the only Dominique, ladies and gentlemen. And here he is, your host with the most, Mr. Vinnie Paulino.
Most. I don't know. Welcome to the first edition of the Comedy at the Carlson cast. Thank you, Steve Wrigley. You're great, buddy. You're great.
Thanks, buddy. A few technical issues there in the... A few hiccups in the get-go there, but we got them all figured out. We're live now.
All right. Well, that's excellent. We're glad to be here. I'd like to introduce my co-host this morning. He's generally a problem. I call him the B to my A. It's Brian J. Ball.
Yay. Thanks for the intro, since I didn't make the credits. I appreciate that.
Oh, my God.
What are you complaining about?
Like what I just said.
That you weren't in the credits?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Steve? Followed my instructions exactly.
To the letter.
To the letter.
To the letter.
And you're giving him grief? Because you didn't make the credits?
It was a conspiracy, I know.
You didn't even get introduced at the beginning. And I'm fine with all of that. Because wouldn't you rather me give you like a loving introduction?
No, I'd rather be in the credits.
I think the less that we see of your slowly melting candle of a face, the better.
Should I do my melting candle impression again?
Please do.
Oh, my God.
There it is. There he goes. Right into his shirt. We're so glad that you're tuning in today. It is a big day. We are broadcasting live from the historic Carlson Stromberg building here in Rochester, New York, inside of the country's newest and soon-to-be greatest comedy club, Comedy at the Carlson, right here in Rochester, New York. And my special guest is performing four more shows this weekend. Brian, since you're the only one in the room, give Dominique a round of applause, Brian.
I can do it, too.
There she is. Good morning, Dominique.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Do you know, I'm slightly relieved, maybe. I think it might be the term, because we've been, Mark will tell you, we've been in this building round the clock for the last couple of months trying to get this up and running.
Okay.
And now that it's up and running, I'm too tired to talk.
But I'm just too tired. So you should celebrate. That should give you a second win.
Oh, we will celebrate. I promise you. We're going to pop some champagne after this sucker.
Okay.
We're going to have a good time. So I want to remind you guys that this show tonight is, this morning, is brought to you by our good friends at Three Heads Brewing and Iron Smoke Whiskey. Drink responsibly. But if you're coming to the shows tonight, order yourself a kind. You're going to love it. I promise you. So that being said, Dominique, have you been to Rochester before? Is this your first time here?
I have. I think I've been like in the 90s, though. So it's been a long time.
So like when we had Kodak money and stuff.
Yeah.
Like things were going okay.
Yeah.
Back when the streets were paved.
Yeah, back then. I came back then.
Well,
so I think so, but I'm not even sure, but I'm just guessing I have.
Well, since then, you've been very busy.
I've been busy.
HBO, Comedy Central, Chappelle Show.
Chappelle Show, yeah.
I mean, you've been doing movies. You've been doing everything. It's amazing.
It's amazing. So I'm blessed and I'm working. So if you're working and you're a stand-up comic, I think you're doing pretty good.
No shit. Yeah.
It's better than the alternative.
Yes, because there's a lot of people in the Serengeti, so I can't complain.
This one over here.
You said this one over here.
Well, I'm talking about Brian. I mean, could you imagine doing comedy and then just having to be my lackey?
No, but this is going to be great, so it's working out fine.
It is.
It is. Yeah. It's working out good.
I'm sorry for continuing to slam Brian Ball, but when I get nervous, it's really all it's my go-to.
That's
for you watching the show, you're going to realize what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So, Dominique, what did you do before you were a comedian?
I worked at the post office, and I worked at an OBGYN. I did both. You didn't expect that one, did you?
But now I'm more interested. I had questions about the post office, but now I got some real questions we're going to go down.
Like what?
What is a pap smear? In detail, please.
Well, you put your feet in stirrups.
I was just kidding.
I knew it was a joke.
Can we bring a graphic up?
It's an annual, and the doctor, no. They have different sizes for different. No.
Different sizes, you say?
Yeah.
I do have a question about the post office.
Yes.
I've been wondering this a lot. This is hypothetically.
Okay.
And asking for a friend, well, not a friend, like an acquaintance, can I mail weed?
You can, but I wouldn't recommend it.
You got to FedEx that,
right?
Brian.
If you get caught, I can't. I don't know what the repercussions are going to be, but I don't think they're going to be good. But you can mail it. But it needs to be some bush or something. that Reggie, because if you smell that good, they're going to smell that. You know what I mean?
No. They're going to chase
you out of the parking lot. They'll be like, that's him right here. I smelled it when he dropped it off.
It's almost like the Christmas time tips for the postal workers. Just send the good stuff in the mail, and they're going to be like, oh.
Yeah, because I've been wondering, every time my acquaintance tries, it never shows up. It just says it was lost.
Right. You have to send it through other outside of the U.S. Post Office. And I know this is going to sound criminal. And then you just send it to, like, if you have an address that somebody moved out in your neighborhood.
Kids, write this down.
Yeah, just send it to their house. And when nobody's looking, just pick it up.
The comedy of the Carlson cast does not advocate.
Yeah.
Illegal transport.
That's kind of criminal. I shouldn't have told you.
I don't know what you're talking about. This is the internet. You can say whatever you want to on the internet.
Until they knock on your door. Who told you how to package that? So,
Dominique! It was Dominique! I could get her number. I could talk.
And I say, we weren't talking about weed. No, we're talking about something
else. She's on TV. It must be okay.
I wouldn't roll over like that.
Yeah.
No, I would never roll over on
you. I can tell.
This one.
Yeah.
Loose lips over there. So let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. How long have you been performing stand-up comedy?
21 years now.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Lucky 21.
Yes.
It's a good year.
It's a good year.
So 21 years ago, you were working at the post office, working at the OBGYN, and you got the comedy bug?
I did. I was actually at that time I was working at the OBGYN, but I would go to the comedy club at night, but I was like, tired, you know. I had to be to work early, and I didn't know, you know, I'm young, so I didn't know, go do your set and go home.
You know how many of the comics would have, like, traded jobs with you for a day? They're like, listen, Dominic, I'll go in and take care of the OBGYN this morning, you sleep in.
So I wasn't like, you know, and I was young, so I'm not going there, going up and leaving,
right.
I'm kicking it like everybody else, and I realized they don't have to go to work, so I'm kicking it, I'm getting home late, and then eventually I was like, you know what the hell, let me try it out and see. I'm living with my mother. I don't have anything to lose.
And I want to complain about her to people. Yeah. And some
of
them
listen. I have a safeguard here. You know, you're living at home. You pay bills, but not like that. You know? So, and then I was just like, all right, let me go try. And then this is weird, too. The doctor died that I was working for. So that was even more weird.
That's a sign.
So I really took that like a sign. The doctor was in a car accident. Really,
Could you imagine being the lady to have that doctor die on the job on you?
Yeah.
You don't know if it was like spectacular or just violent. So he's just like,
no, what? Car accident.
Oh, okay. I feel better.
Yeah, car accident. So she was just like in a car accident after the doctor died. I was like, this is over. I mean, they gave us we had a replacement doctor, but I didn't like her. So I was like, you know what? I went on sick leave. And I have never went back in 21 years.
You know how hard it would have been for me in that situation to not try to steal the guy's diploma off the wall and take it with me? Do you know how hard that would have been for me? I would have been like,
you would have been the doctor. Catch me if you can.
Cash me outside, please. I got this.
So after that, I just left, and then I did start doing comedy full time. And it like worked out because I would get a few dollars here and there, like maybe 50 or something.
Well,
I could still buy a loaf of bread or something.
I love how inflation's these days, like 50 now in the comedy world. If somebody got a 50, they'd be like bowing down, worshiping the promoter. But man, it feels like, do you feel like the comedy scene has changed much for people coming into it? Like, do you feel like it's a different path than it was back when you started?
I think everybody has their own path anyway, but there are a lot of differences because, of course, when I started, there was no social media. That's a huge difference.
Everybody was out barking on the street.
Yeah, but we went to the club. We had to go to the club. You didn't have a choice. You know, and that's where we would go to the club to even see people. Like, say, like, if you're doing comedy and I'm like, man, I haven't seen him in a while. Let me stop in the club.
Right.
I haven't talked to him. Drop in, and then, you know, You just had to work hard, and you know, we had to go to the club, so that part of it is different. People complain about the social media era, but I mean, it's nothing to complain about. It's an avenue that you can take advantage of if you want to. So.
Sure. I don't know if there's nothing to complain about social media.
No,
but
I mean, as far as comedy, like people like, oh, these internet sensations and those kind of things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they just took advantage of a platform that was there. I don't think that you can be mad at people that do that.
I know, I'm looking at your Twitter feed. You're not afraid to express what you think about things on there.
No.
You're very, very active and...
I do. I try to be more and more. I'm getting better at it.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't really good at it at first. I wasn't like on it at all.
Who knew what to make of that stuff when it first started? You know?
No.
Who knew what to make of like someone could just tell you what they're doing right this very second. Someone that you went to high school with 20 years ago who you never even thought about, you know what they're having for breakfast.
And just take a picture and you like write in their life like that. But it's really been going on longer. It just evolved because it started, Dane Cook started with MySpace.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't get me started. Think about it. And you go
the
back.
The New Zealander's
there,
upset back there.
Do you guys know the Dane Cook story about MySpace? Do you guys know the whole deal there about his beef with Australia and New Zealand?
Why don't you teach us something, Stevie?
Okay, well, so what essentially the story goes was that he got on MySpace before anybody else did.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of found that there were all these comedians from New Zealand and Australia who were also posting clips on MySpace. So there are several bits in one of Dane Cook's first specials where you can actually go and look at some old MySpace video of some Australian and New Zealand comedians. And he hasn't just ripped off the words, he's ripped off...
He stole the accent for some reason. Wow. He's up there going, koalas!
So that was a great story. He just told us he was a joke thief. That's what he's just
said. That's what he just said.
That's what he just said.
I just did a B&E the other day.
Shots fired.
Oh, my God. Yeah, shots fired. Because he was just like, do you know... That's why I knew it was something when I said Dane Cook. Like... When people take jokes, that's what people.
People from his country, they don't keep their mouth shut.
They don't. So it really has changed a lot. Yeah. The comics too. You know, we didn't have a lot of. They do a lot of. Some of the comics now, they do a lot of studying too. Uh-huh. Like watching. So we didn't really.
Bunch of nerds.
Yeah, we didn't really grow up. Like when I came up in comedy, it wasn't a lot of comedy to watch. Like we had Def Jam, we had Comedy
right.
View. So you really had to go to club and kind of figure it out that way. So that has changed, I think.
Do you watch a lot of comedy now? Because I don't.
I don't watch a lot of comedy.
No, I don't.
Now.
I go
very
to shows.
Very few people. I don't watch a lot
yeah,
of comedy.
Yeah, I go to shows. I don't watch much on it.
No, I don't.
I bet like chefs don't watch cooking shows.
No, I doubt it. I don't. Like, I don't watch.
No,
a lot
bad
of
chefs watch cooking shows. Is what I think.
Well, maybe, and bad comics might watch a lot of comedy. You could say, but I don't watch a lot of comedy. I have certain. Comics, like I'd be like, and a lot of them are old school. So I'm
who
like,
do you
okay,
like?
I'm gonna go check out this comic. I like a lot of you know.
Like who do you like? Who are some? Who's Dominique's taste? Who do you like in comedy?
Oh, I got a lot. I mean, it's a whole lot. I mean, I like Wanda Sykes.
Who
like,
doesn't love Wanda Sykes?
You know what I mean? I like Wanda Sykes. I like Marsha Warfield. You know, I'm a big. Mike Epps fan, Crawford. I mean, you asking me who I like, I can name.
We go all day.
I would really, really go all day in the people that whose comedy I like. I like Chris Rock.
Sure.
You know.
Anybody young, up and coming we should look out for?
I don't know a whole lot of the new comics like that.
Do we.
I don't know a whole lot of the new ones. I have seen some. I don't. But they are funny and they're coming
right.
up and they're working on it. But I don't know a whole lot of the new one. One little guy though, he's from the internet. They give him the blues. I like him. I've worked with him. DC Young Fly. Have you guys heard of him?
DC Young Fly.
I like.
I will
him.
Google I DC. Young
I think
Fly.
He's going to work it out. I like the little kid there.
Yeah, you got a very cool show this weekend here.
Yeah.
You got up and comers.
My opener too, Zach. Of course, yeah, Zach Johnson. Zach Johnson.
One Rochester's own.
Rochester's own. So I like Zach.
And you got AJ Foster, who is also
AJ
fantastic.
Foster, yes, AJ yes.
And who else is on the show, Mark? Is there another feature spot? Just the two of them. Wow. Mm-hmm. So you're getting Zach and you and AJ?
Mm-hmm. It's a great show.
Ooh. So let me tell you something. If you're watching this right now, this is our first episode, so we're just kind of playing around and learning some stuff. But I have, do I have a deal for you. Hold on. Hold on.
Yes.
Today is F5 day. What does that mean? You probably have lots of guesses when you see a guy like me holding this up. It could be fat, 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 fat. It could be lots of things. But what does it mean, Mark? I can't even say it. Friends?
Free Friday for Facebook friends.
Free Friday for Facebook friends. That's it.
Come on out, yeah.
7:30 show or the 10
o'clock show.
You could come and see Dominique tonight. For absolutely free. If you've been trying to get in the door to this club, tonight is your opportunity, and it is an awesome show.
All they got to do is message the Facebook page for which show they want to come to.
Yep, just message the Facebook page so we know that you're a friend. Mm-hmm. We want your real friendship, all right? We don't want this, I could get a free ticket. We want to be tight,
all right? That's right.
You want to follow us because we're going to do some cool stuff on there. But you can come see Dominique for free tonight, message the club through Facebook, and Damn, there's no better deal than that, right?
No better deal than that.
And if you're going to come, get yourself an Iron Smoke whiskey or Three Heads of beer, and you're going to be all set.
Ready to go.
And it's written with marker on a board, so you know it's true.
Yes, I didn't make that up at all. Nothing sounds made up about F5 Day. Nothing.
I'm sorry we didn't have the title graphic for it, Vinny. I apologize.
That's why I have this little board. I could draw all sorts of stuff.
That was funny. You said it could be fat. That was good.
Thank you. That is high praise. I will take it. Right. I will take
He's aware of his situation.
What are the... you...
Your big problem there, Brian, is that like if Vinny decided to like diet a little bit and drop a few kegs, he'd actually be a pretty fucking good looking guy. Whereas you,
he would
look at that. Jesus Christ, no way.
So we all know who signed Steve's paychecks around here, don't we? We all got that figured out. We got that sorted.
Vinny has described himself as the Brad Pitt of fat guys.
It's a true story. Nobody buys it. It was so silent. I can't tell. But hold on a second. Dominique, tell me the truth. Was there silence there because Brian just said it all boring and stupid? Or is it actually...
No, we were just... Everybody was looking at your features and say, does he look like Brad Pitt?
You know who I look like? I look like Ryan Reynolds in a fat suit from that one movie is the look I have. I think I own
You're
that.
You're still handsome, though. Mm, well,
handsome. I think he's a handsome guy.
Yeah,
thanks, Steve.
Guy. This guy, however. Jesus Christ.
He's a handsome guy. As long as he's not being a candle.
Yeah, he's on the melting candle.
But he can't help that. He has resting melting candle face.
He looks
Campbell
like a
face. I'm an idiot.
He looks like a hobbit with a gluten allergy who ate 6 loaves of bread.
Well, if anybody knows hobbits, it's a New Zealander.
I don't think anyone from New Zealand should ever utter the word hobbit.
Why are you just so racist?
The young man grew up in Mordor, Brian. Give him some credit. Give the kids some space. Him and his horse escaped, and they're here now, and it's good for him.
Mordor is a suburb of Christchurch.
They hit an earthquake, dude. What is wrong with you? Thank you,
bombs
Thank
away.
You stink.
That's the first time we've used that today.
Yeah. I'm surprised we haven't used this one yet. This is a pretty good show so far. I'm having a good time. Dominique rules.
Yes, this is cool.
Dominique rules.
Having fun.
All right. Well, let me ask you this question. Mm-hmm. You a Kiss fan?
Yeah, you know I like Sharon Osbourne's husband in Kiss?
No. I don't like Kiss very much, but I bring it up for a weird reason.
I like the way they dress though. They look weird. I like
really?
That.
You like the gothy glam?
Yeah, I like the way they look. They do it well. Kind of has some kind of sex appeal about it in its own way.
I think maybe you're right. Like maybe in the 70s when they were young men.
Oh yeah.
Now, but now you got a 70-year-old guy wearing 15-inch heels. With the thighs cut out on the side of his pants.
Ooh, it's bad. Sight for sore eyes.
And boy, does he charge you to see him in that outfit. Which
with
if
bad
I,
hips. He has bad hips now, so he's like walking like.
He's just like, no, it's my demon walk.
Yeah.
He's just limping in. Stupid Gene
Things
Simmons.
Things are sagging. It's like real grandpa-ish now.
I never thought about his hips. All those ears and those heels.
Yeah.
Just those awful, awful heels.
You can
heels.
Tell all those heels? Oh, no doubt.
So I.
And he probably had them replaced, though. So.
He's not as ridiculous as Paul Stanley is. Paul
Do they
Stanley.
Still lick their tongues out?
Yes. Let me ask you a question. If you're paying $75 to $300 for a ticket to go see Kiss, you expect some tongue.
Yeah.
I expect to get some tongue for that much money for how much they freaking charge.
Are the crowds like
band.
Old? Like you could, are they like older crowds? Like
I went to go see them last August. They played the Blue Cross Arena here in town. And mm-hmm. They put on a show. It's like a spectacle. It's more like a Vegas-style show.
Okay.
And, it's pretty interesting. But, like, the guys who came to the show, I got free tickets because I got friends at radio stations.
Okay.
They're just like, here you go, Vet. And I was like, oh, I'll go watch this. And I felt like I was just an evening with my uncles.
Okay.
Is what I felt like.
Sure,
just,
I'm sure.
It'd be like all Brian Balls. Just a
it's
room
like,
full of hymns.
It's like when they start performing all of a sudden, they just turned into the Beach Boys.
You know, they never went quite as crazy as the Beach Boys, but.
In the middle of one song, they just break out, always something there to remind me. And you're like, that's not your song. They're like, oh, I forgot.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were. I got nothing. So the only reason I bring up those clowns And okay. You can call them clowns. When you paint your face white, you call them a clown. I think it's fair.
It's in the dictionary.
They're not mimes.
No,
they're definitely not mimes. No. So,
they probably would be offended because they're like, clown, we rule.
They'd be like, screw you, you hater. And then he'll start making it rain on me. He'll just start going like this.
Now, that they can do.
I'll shake him for him, too, if he does it. I'll just shake him. That's what I'll do. Just shake him like
it. Drop it like it's hot.
I don't know about that. I ain't getting up if I drive. So I this week there's this crazy story that hit the internet, and it's kind of like dumb, but man, it is creepy. There is a cow in Texas that looks like Gene Simmons. There's the picture right behind you, Dominique. It's the Gene Simmons. Yeah, that's a real cow. And I got to tell you, I love this story because, man, and this is the worst thing about being live. Here we go. Is the story that I read about it came from the BBC.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason I want to read this one is because the BBC is just so terrible at puns.
Because they're British.
Let me read you what they wrote about this stupid cow in Gene Simmons' picture. The internet has gone utterly wild.
Oh.
Utterly wild utterly for wild. Texas calf's uncanny resemblance to Kiss frontman Gene Simmons. Guess what they named this stupid cow?
What did they name the cow?
Jeannie.
Because
it's a girl cow. It's a girl. She was born on Friday at a ranch in Kerrville, Texas, and even likes to stick her tongue out like the rocker. Isn't it adorable? But look at that tongue, and then look at Gene's tongue. Here's what I've learned. That baby cow's tongue is cleaner than Gene Simmons' rotten, vile tongue.
I'm telling you, it's cleaner than Gene Simmons' tongue.
And you know,
isn't the rumor that his
that tongue has been all over the place?
He's cleaned some stages with that tongue.
The rumor's always been that he had a part of a cow tongue grafted onto his tongue.
That is always part of the rumor, but that's not true. He's just a weird dude.
How could you do that?
A doctor would probably be involved, not a good one.
But it would look smooth. It should have a ridge.
Well, he's got like that line.
If I had my OJBYN diploma, I'd do it.
Yeah.
Oh, a cow tongue? No problem. Right. Step into my office. But look at this. I mean, if you look at the side of the cow there, you see like all the cow crap. It's literally what looks like the middle of Gene Simmons' tongue there. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it does.
He's gross.
I would rather be licked by that cow's tongue than Gene's tongue. He looks like he has some kind of disastrous thrush type scenario going on.
You're right. His tongue is probably not the best tongue these days.
I would say 7 years old. Yeah, but 7 years We're sitting here talking about a cow that kind of looks like him.
That
so
is
he
crazy.
Wins.
He wins.
He wins.
Does his show still come on?
The Family Jewel show?
The Family Jewel show?
I don't know. But you know what, though?
It always creeped me out.
That show was weird. It was like him going to get a facelift.
Yeah, it was weird.
He literally, it was a two-parter. Yeah. Gene gets a facelift.
And he was holding on to his hair, and it's like the hair.
Well, he has to because it's not attached to his head.
I know, and it's like it's just sitting there like cotton candy, like you can just whoop it up on
my hair. Gene's the worst.
It was a weird show, though. It was weird.
I don't know. I just cannot stand this. The fact that this cow is famous. And so here's what I found interesting to go back to the BBC. Gene Simmons made a. He tweeted about the cow. He said, "This is real, folks." He was delighted. He was like, "This is real!" ! And you know, I honestly think, how long before they get a cease and desist on this cow for Kiss trademark infringement is what I want to know. Is how long before the lawyers get involved, Brian?
I don't think so. He's a proud father. Of course, you're going to tweet pictures of your kids.
Of hell, if he was talking to the Russians, you would probably help him in his defense. I just feel like he's gonna sue it. And if these people, because the way this article makes it sound is they're gonna charge tickets to look at this stupid cow.
Oh, they're gonna try to make money off.
It's Texas.
Yeah, they're gonna try to make money off the cow.
Ma,
using Gene Simmons, so the lawyers are gonna get involved.
The second there's a dollar involved,
you can see it.
You mean you call this the kiss cow?
Why is his tongue out of his mouth like Mr. Simmons?
Correct. The lawyers are just going to be sitting there. And like, any reference. Though it'll end up being called Rock and Roll Cow by the time this is all done. Come see Rock and Roll Cow.
When it's all done, the cow won't even have milk anymore. It's like a dry cow.
All right. Well, the Gene Simmons cow sucks. Dominique is wonderful. She has four more shows here in Rochester with us at Comedy at the Carlson. You get your tickets, remember, at 5. I still don't remember what it means. Free Friday for Facebook friends. You got it.
You're the only one that doesn't remember.
And if you want to come
And Saturday, I'm the most important one to be remembering. It's the worst.
If you want to come Saturday, it's carlsoncomedy.com.
Carlsoncomedy.com. I was getting there. You can call the number on the screen to get your tickets as well. Dominique, you really are wonderful. Thank you so much for coming through.
Great podcast.
Very happy to have you for our
Glad you had me on.
You're so much fun. I can't wait for the shows tonight.
Yeah, we're going to have fun always. You got to be fun. You might as well have a good time. You only live once.
I'm with you.
I don't understand why people say, perk up. Because what if today is your last night? Perk your ass up.
I'm telling you, Brian. Stop with the melted candle face. Put a smile on that puss of yours and let's have a good time.
That's my opener now. Melting candle face.
We're putting that in the credits so you can stop complaining. Yeah.
Vinny, let's just make sure it's the worst photo of Brian we can find.
Listen, I say we change it every week. Because there's some doozies on the internet. If you Google Brian Ball, you're in for an afternoon.
I do not Google well.
You just don't put an S on the end. Don't Google Brian's balls.
I'm fine until you click image search. No, it's not good.
Yeah, he went through an interesting phase in the 90s posing with pets. Trust me. Google it. So, Dominique, where can people follow you? Can you give us your Facebook, your Twitter, and all that
good
jazz?
Oh, yeah, it's all kind of like the same. I don't have this extravagant. You know how some people have extravagant names for their social media. Lisa at Making Money, running the show. I'm doing big things. You're like, okay, that's too much. So, so it's just like Dominique Comedi, C-O-M-E-D-I.
There it is.
Yeah, at Instagram, at Twitter. It's all the same. Oh, Facebook is Dominique Comedian, though.
Okay. So yeah. Dominique Comedian and Dominique Comedy with an I on the end. Mm-hmm. And we hope that you come back through the Carlson sometime
all
soon.
All the time. You're the greatest. I'll be back. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Dominique.
Thank you.
Brian, clap for Dominique. Don't forget, free tickets tonight. Make sure you go through the Facebook page to claim them. Yes. We're looking forward to seeing you. CarlsonComedy.com. And thank you for making our first episode special. Steve.
Keep watching.
Hit the music.